Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Backstage Podcast. I'm joined as ever by my lovely co-host. Hi Oscar, how are you?
I'm good. I love it when you introduce it. I get, a little kick out of it. I always get some sort of compliment. Isn't that sweet? It's nice. Happy Thursday,
nice
everybody.
We're friends.
Yeah. We're only friends when during the 30-minute recording sessions we have for the podcast.
Only at the start as well.
Yeah, only at the start. and then we slowly hate each other over as we start waffling.
Absolutely.
What's this episode, Anya? What are we doing this week?
We are having a really fun episode. I'm excited. We're going to be talking through some Reddit stories and some listener stories and things like that. And we're just going to be giving you our hot takes on those opinions. Mm. On those
This is very much what the podcast was set up around. Us doing our not so professional opinions on all things in the world.
Absolutely.
And we do often stray from that. We've had many episodes now where we do other topics, but this is what we set out for. This is what we love. Yeah. Love a bit of gossip. Love a bit of.
We really do.
All of that stuff.
We really do.
So I found a very, very good story that I think is pretty topical. If anyone didn't know, Anya's getting married. She never mentions it.
Never talk about it.
So there you go. Spoiler alert. Anya is getting married. So I found something to do with bridesmaids.
Oh my God. I can't wait for this.
This is a great, one of my favorite subreddits. It's called Am I the Arsehole?
My favorite.
Did a bit of research and I found this and it goes, Am I the Arsehole for kicking out one of my bridesmaids for showing up in the wrong dress? Okay. Mm-hmm. So bear with me. It's a bit of a long story. But once it's finished, we'll have a little conversation around it. So buckle in, everybody. Hopefully I realized I'm not for anyone that knows me well enough, I can't read. Like me and words don't mix well. So this could be a long process. All right.
Love it.
My wedding. This lady is 23 years old and female. My wedding was back on Saturday, and I'm still getting backlash from this, as I want to know if this was an arsehole move. Okay. In the country I live, it was currently winter, and we get a fair amount of snow, so my wedding was a winter-themed wedding. The colour theme was forest green and gold. My dress was obviously white, and I chose the colour of my bridesmaid dresses to be forest green as well. My maid of honour's dress was black and everyone was to wear gold accessories. I have this friend, we'll call her Kat, that I asked to be one of my bridesmaids. When we went dress shopping and I told them the colour theme I was going for, Kat immediately expressed that she thought forest green was a bad choice. She said she thinks that it's not a flattering colour and that I should choose something different and more girly. I said no because my wedding was winter themed and I wanted the colour to go perfectly what I planned out. She suggested a pink, blue or even red. I said no, but thank you for your opinion. She found out my maid of honour's dress was black and asked if she could wear black too. I said no, this was only for the maid of honour. I paid for all of the dresses. Fast forward to the wedding day, everyone's getting their hair and makeup done and Kat shows up 30 minutes late holding a bag that looked like it had a dress inside. I asked her, what's this for? She told me that it was for later at the reception, if she got uncomfortable and wanted to change for pictures. And I said, this was okay with me. So fast forward, we're all dressed and walking down the stairs because the ceremony is about to begin in 30 minutes. And we're going to take some pictures beforehand. Kat is the last person to come down and she is wearing a black dress.
Oh, Kat.
At the time, I was preoccupied taking pictures with my parents, but my maid of honour came over and made me aware of the situation. I confronted Kat and asked her what was going on. She said she hates bridesmaid dress. She hates her bridesmaid dress as the colour is ugly and makes her look gross. So she's gone to wearing black instead. I told her, please go back and change. She refused and started walking away from me. I said, I'm going to ask her one more time. And if she doesn't oblige, I'm going to call security and kick her out. She began yelling at me to fuck off. So I called security and asked them to please escort her out. She started making a big scene, yelling how I'm such a bitch and I can't force her to wear anything that she doesn't want to and that I'm a horrible, inconsiderate friend. The wedding went on and it was truly amazing. Ever since the wedding, Kat has been blowing up my phone with texts saying some really nasty things and asking for the money back she spent on the black dress since it was a waste and she didn't get to wear it. I have since blocked her number. Some of my other bridesmaids have been giving me shit, saying it was a little harsh kicking her out and embarrassing for her, and that maybe I should give her the money back at least. Am I the arsehole for kicking her out? Should I give her money? What are your thoughts?
Okay.
There's a lot to break down here.
There's a lot to unpack here. Okay.
As our future bride, Anya.
I will say what I said on an episode recently, and that is something that's taken a long while for me to actually understand, is that it is no one else's choice what happens on your wedding day. It is simply about you and your fiance. If you want to have a certain color, you can have that certain color. There's not many days of your whole entire life that it will literally just be centered around the two of you. So if this was me, I have bridesmaids dresses sourced already, and if one of the girls, so what I'm planning to do, I've bought the dresses and I'm going to give them to the girls, and I'm going to say, you can do whatever you want to these dresses. If you want to change the style of them, I mean, like if you want to make them off the shoulder, if you want to make them strapless, whatever, that's completely up to you. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable. If someone said to me, can I dye it a different color, I would just be a bit like, but I don't know, I just think I'd be like, no. I mean, I'm not that precious on the color because I haven't really like thought about the color of their dresses like too much, but there's not real, I don't have a real theme like this other bride did. But if you have a proper theme and that's what you want and you've paid for the dresses, it's not like she's saying like, I want you to wear this and you have to pay for it. That I would get her being like, no, it's my money, I'm not paying for a dress I'm never going to wear again. That's fine. But if you're the bride and you're paying for the dress, I think it's fair. And if you don't want to wear it, you don't feel comfortable, then just don't be a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Personally, so, I would just get on with it and just wear whatever the bride wanted me to wear. If I was the bridesmaid, I'd just be like, yeah, it's your day, I'll wear whatever you want me to wear. If you want me to wear a bloody, I don't know, bikini, I'll wear it. If that's what you want, it's your wedding.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to put this in like a guy's perspective.
Yeah.
If for my groomsmen, if that I was like, look, can you wear a black, I want like super traditional, like morning suit or something like that, or like black tie, whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them turned up in like navy, I'd be a bit peeved off because I'm like, I told you to do black.
Yeah.
And you've come in like, but if they came in like something completely different, like shorts and a t-shirt, I'd be like, no, you're not obviously standing up there with me. Like, you've basically just gone against everything. I've only asked for one very simple thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether...
She sounded like she had the best solution. She was going to change at the reception. And that's so... The bride has to look back on those photos. She's paid for the photographer. She's paid for everything. She's the one that's going to have to look back on those photos. And if she just wants everyone matching, I don't see what the big deal is, just to suck it up and just get on with it and wear what she wants she's wearing. And then literally as soon as that is over, go and get changed. No one's stopping. Like, she literally said she was fine with that.
Yeah.
And I would be fine with that if my bridesmaids didn't like the dress. I'd be like, yeah, cool, go get changed afterwards. But if you don't want to wear the dress, I have, you know, that's fine. I'm not going to force you to do something you don't want to do. But we, you know, just because you're not a bridesmaid doesn't mean you're not still close friends. You can still obviously come to the wedding and like come and enjoy the celebrations. You just won't get to walk down the aisle, and that's fine.
I think this whole thing of her saying, is she the arsehole? I don't think you should pay her for the dress. I think, definitely not. That's on her that she bought another dress.
Yeah.
Kicking her out, I mean, depends on how close a friend she was. Maybe you could have gone, look, you're just not going to be one of the bridesmaids anymore.
Yeah, I would just say,
but you can still come
down
to the wedding.
Yeah, agreed.
Because it can, obviously, I know it's your day, but it can obviously then make it very awkward for everyone else. And if your bridesmaids are.
Yeah, you don't want a big dark cloud when you look back at your wedding like, oh, that was a really great day. But obviously, I'd do the same. I'd just be like, look, that's fine. If you're not comfortable, that's so fine. I don't want to do anything that makes you uncomfortable. So can you just sit over here and like, you can join in the celebration. Obviously, we all got ready together, so it's quite nice. But like, that's fine. You've made your decision. This is mine. And you have to respect that.
Yeah, I think maybe there could have been a middle ground rather than just getting security to take her away. But obviously, I've not had a wedding of my own.
Yeah.
So I don't know the sort of like stress that you're going under, and you just want everything to be perfect. And sometimes to deal with things like that, you just have to take something away from the situation. Like, you can't obviously take yourself away from it. It's your wedding. You need to be there.
Yeah.
And in the moment, it's just very like, it's an easy solution. Just be like, right, that's it. You're out. And then you don't have to worry about it. It's not in the back of your mind.
Yeah. Because she obviously still had a great day without her there. So.
Oh, clearly she had the best time. But Yeah, sounds stressful. And then the fact, I want to know, how close were you friends? Like, how close was this lady with Kat? Because I imagine most people that you're asking to be your bridesmaid, like, you must be good enough friends with them. They would just be like, yeah, of course I'm going to do what you've asked me to do. Like, I'm honoured to be a bridesmaid.
If any of them turned around to me now and said, like, the dress you picked out, I don't like it, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, let's see what we can do. Like, I think that I've done the best solution by giving them a base of a dress, and like, all of the dresses are too big for them, so they have to get them altered anyway. And like, if they then want to change them, I think that's the best of both worlds. But if they then said, I'm just not going to wear it, like, they put their foot down, acted like a child, I'd be like, well, then that's fine. Don't be a bridesmaid. That's so fine. You can wear whatever you want. Like, that's fine. I'm not going to think any less of you if you're not a bridesmaid. I'm just, you know, it's a bit strange to choose that. Like, I'd rather just be a bridesmaid personally. But yeah, I think if the bride has been like nice enough to say, look, I paid for this dress, but if you want to get changed in the evening, then that's the best of both worlds. Like, surely that's fine.
How do you feel about, like, guests? What's, like, the rule around guests coming to a wedding? Will you have, say, on your invites or whatever, have like a set rule being like, please wear this sort of suits or whatever? Or will it just, because you don't want people, I don't think anyone would, no one that's nice would like try and upstand the bride and groom. But I feel like sometimes maybe you need like a directive to be like, wear this sort of color, please.
So I think on my invite, I'm just going to have, so we're going to have an invite and then we're going to have a wedding website, because obviously where our wedding is going to be abroad, we need to have, like, there's going to be so much information. So we're just going to say, look, please wear whatever you're most comfortable in, because obviously it's going to be really hot. And just please refrain from wearing white, and then whatever the bridesmaid color ends up being, which in the moment it's like a rose gold. So just please, like, refrain from wearing white and rose gold. But I might just say sort of like cream. I also, this is really controversial, and I've had a lot of debate with my mum about this, because apparently in her day it wasn't that strange to wear like white or cream on a wedding day, which I don't know if I believe that or not.
Okay.
But she and I have had debates about this before. I don't think you should wear a dress that has got any sort of white in it at all. Like, if you're wearing a white dress with like a bright blue pattern on it, just don't do it. If you're sitting there thinking, should I wear this, then you probably, I have quite a lot of rules for myself as a wedding guest. That is probably, so like, I don't wear anything that's like low cut. I don't wear anything too short. I don't wear anything with too much skin out. I don't wear obviously anything light colored at all. Because I just think it's just not the time. There's a time and a place to dress that, and you can get the most beautiful dresses that aren't like overly, you know, revealing and whatever, and long or whatever. But yes, honestly, I see so many dresses and I'm just like, why at a wedding? Go wear that for someone's birthday. Like, why at someone's like day where their nan's probably there, or like, do you know what I mean? I just think, I don't know, I have a lot of rules for myself, but I won't be imploring them. If someone turned up to my wedding wearing a really low cut dress and that was tight and whatever, I'd be like, oh, go, but I just personally wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I get that entirely. Like, yeah, it's slightly different for guys, because I feel like guys just wear suits and it's not like you have like a low cut suit. But
yeah,
I think not. Yeah, well, maybe I will, maybe I'll try to see what I can get. But yeah, I think if you're going as a guest to a wedding, you've got to obviously make yourself look great, feel comfortable what you're wearing, but don't try and like stand out. It's not your day.
It's just not, is it? And I think like for most people, for most people going into a wedding, you think this is going to be my only wedding. So like this is like one chance you have to, I don't know, I just wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that's my hot take.
So what's our like initial answer? Is she an arsehole or is she not an arsehole?
No, she's not an arsehole. And I think the only reason she ended up getting her friend kicked out is because you would be so heightened, like stress-wise anyway. You just think, just get out, like what you said. My maid of honour I've picked very carefully. She is a lifelong friend and she's quite feisty and she is obviously wonderful, but she always has my best interests at heart.
Yeah.
So she, and like my whatever at heart, whatever. So she would be quite feisty and she'd be the one that helps me out. Like, I'd go, I can't deal with this right now. I'm literally about to walk down the aisle. You deal with it. And I think even just a look from her, like, really? Come on. Would you really do that? I feel like would sort the situation out like that. So no, I don't think she's an arsehole. And I think that it's fair enough that she had a bit of a like, oh my God, just get out. Because I think she'd be really stressed. So her friend's an arsehole.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the initial response there. Because like for my wedding, I already know who, whenever I get married, I already know my best man will be Harry. Like I've grown up with him since literally we were born a few weeks apart. Like our parents are best friends. He's my best mate since birth. We've always, I've always said he's going to be my best man at least.
Yeah.
So like if there's anything on the wedding day that's just like, I don't want to deal with it, he will. He's got a bit of a feisty kick to him as well. So you wouldn't want to get him upset.
There you go. That's what they're there for. They're there to support you on that day. And you have to have a team around you that are capable of doing that. That also like, that also have your best interests at heart. And like, if you say to them like, oh, I'm going to do this, you know, they need to be there and go, yeah, I love that. Let's do it. Like, you know, we'll make it work and we can do this and we can do that. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're going to, you know, organise this for you and we're going to make you feel special. And that's like the whole point of the bridal team is to make you feel special and to make your day easier. So if you've got someone in there that's not doing that, then out.
Yeah, out they go. All right. Well, that's story number one. Do you have a story you want to do? Have you got anything sent in or?
Okay, I have a story. It's a little bit not PG. So if you it's very crude. It's actually really gross. So if you
older families members of mine, can you skip forward 10 minutes, please? Please don't listen to this bit.
Skip. Obviously, like, okay. So I heard this story via another podcast and I just had to just talk about it because I can't stop thinking about it. It's so disturbing. So this girl stays at her parents' house. She's house sitting for them for 2 weeks. She gets bored. So she's sort of rummaging around her parents' bedroom. Number one, don't do this, people. Just don't. Just stop right there.
Get out your parents' bedroom. What are you doing?
Get out your parents' bedroom, sleep in another room, but also don't do what she did. She goes under the bed. Don't do that, okay? Don't go rummaging around other people's bedrooms, particularly your parents.
Yeah.
So she went under the bed and she found a toy, shall we say, an adult toy, which is obviously not her toy, which is obviously an occupier of the bedroom's toy, e.g. her mother.
Yeah, an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, exactly. She found an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
And she decided to play with said Etch-a-Sketch, which is issue number one, because that is your mother's. She did say she cleaned it first, but I mean, I still actually vomit at the thought.
Yeah.
So she played with said Etch-a-Sketch somehow. I don't know how she did that. Anyway, she looked on the back of the Etch-a-Sketch and it turns out that it's from a brand that replicates existing Etch-a-Sketches. And she soon realized that the toy that she'd played with was an exact replica of her dad's Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
So she had played with her own father's I can't even say it. She did that. I mean, a lot to unpack there, pardon the pun, and super disturbing, super gross. And the guy that was actually doing it on the podcast was actually like, no, I can't. He was like, just what do you think about that?
I mean
come on,
wait, get out of your parents' bedroom. What are you doing? I don't even want to think about it, but I'm going to say it for the enjoyment of the listeners. Like, if I was, my parents' bedroom is like the next room along from where I'm sat right now. I can't say it in words because I just don't want to think about like any of that.
No. Like, I remember when I was listening to the story, the first half that she borrowed her mum's Etch-a-Sketch, I was like, you're really disturbed. Like, why would you do that?
That's weird.
That's so messed up.
I wouldn't borrow anything adult from anyone. Like,
no. Oh
no,
God no. Oh, I feel really sick. And then finding out what was on the back of it, I literally just like, no. I mean, I really laughed. I thought it was hilarious. But like, also that story would go with me to the grave. There is no way that if that had happened, I would tell anyone that story. Because
that would get out surely. Like the girl's name is obviously kept anonymous, I think.
But all of a sudden you think, hang on a minute, you stayed at your parents' house last week for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What did you guarantee?
God, honestly, no.
I haven't had lunch yet, luckily, but I still feel loose.
Otherwise we'd be seeing what you had for lunch.
Oh my God, honestly, it just disturbed me.
But listeners, if you have stories like that, send them in. Send them our way. All the stories are 100% anonymous.
Yeah.
unless you specifically said you wanted names in it for whatever reason, but we will automatically make them anonymous. Send them via DM, email us, send them in directly via Spotify if you listen to that. There's like a question submission box below. We want your stories. We want to read them out to the listeners. Yeah. It's a safe space. And we can all laugh about it and have a great time. But please don't do anything like that.
Please don't do that. Please don't look under your parents' bed.
No.
Just stop it there. Just bring your own edge of sketch.
Also, who looks under a bed anyway? Like, that's where monsters hide.
Also,
literally.
It was literally like 2 weeks. Like, why? Like, just can't, like, read a book.
Read a book.
Like, calm down.
Relax yourself.
Like, yeah. Just do something else. Do anything else. Like, you've got so many on-demand things, as this generation does. Like, go and do it. Go outside.
Go outside and read a book, everybody.
Else. Yeah,
before you
seriously.
Go exploring your parents' bedroom.
Seriously, there's so many good TV shows on Apple TV right now. Go look.
That is
there.
True. Shout out to Hijack, by the way.
Oh,
unreal
my God.
Real
so
show.
I was on the edge of my seat, although it did get to the end and I was like, this story is a bit ridiculous, but I did enjoy it at the same time.
No, absolutely loved it. And it's annoying because it's like one of those shows you can't have like a second series for.
Yeah.
Which is obviously fine.
I'm not usually
fine,
a fan of Idris Elba's acting, but I did think he was quite good in that.
I thought he was amazing in it.
He was good.
Big fan of him.
Yeah.
Because he's been in quite a lot of stuff recently and they've all been pretty mediocre.
Yeah, I didn't even think, like, I like Luther, but I didn't really like his acting in Luther. I thought it was a bit like...
The film was okay, I thought. The film was all right.
I didn't even see it.
It's on Netflix. You should go watch that, actually, if you haven't done so already. And then he did a film recently called Beast, where it was like this lion was like chasing him and his daughters.
I didn't even hear about murdering
that. Lion. Yeah, it actually did all right in the box office, but like, I wasn't captivated by him.
Oh my God, that's just reminding me. Guess what film is on my flight next week?
Barbie.
Oh God, I wish. No, I'd never get off the plane. No, Cocaine Bear.
Is it? I really
it
want
is.
To see that. I really want to see that.
I think we're going to have to watch it at the same time. Me and William, I'm going to be like, right, you pause. And play.
Oh, I love doing that. I love watching things.
Honestly,
like when
like,
I flew
to
Kavos with my mates back, like whenever it was, we were all watching Harry Potter and we all pressed play at the same time.
Oh my
and like
God,
six
dream,
of us were watching
that.
Like the fourth film and we all pressed play at the same time and could react together. God. Oh, I love
my
doing stuff like
film.
That.
Oh, so do I. We always do it. We're like, right, ready, and play. But honestly, I've been wanting to see it for ages, but I was like, I can't pay to go and see a film called Cocaine Bear. But I wonder what did you see Jason Statham's new film? It's been absolutely panned.
What?
Meg 2.
The Meg? No, don't, no.
It got 0% Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I love the first film. Shout out to Harry, because I went to go see The Meg, the first one with him in London, and I actually loved it. Like, I thought it was so good. It's so ridiculous.
Did all right, but
it's so ridiculous.
That one apparently has been absolutely fine. I've just seen Rotten Tomatoes gave Cocaine Bear 67%, which is actually quite decent.
Okay, so I'm looking at my app that I use called Letterboxd, which is I put my own reviews on there.
It's got 28% now, Rotten Tomatoes.
So it's called Meg 2 The Trench. And it's got 2.2 stars out of 21,000 reviews.
This one's got 3.2. But it has gone up because I saw an article and it had 0% Rotten Tomatoes, but now it's got 28.
The top review on Letterboxd is 2 stars and they've gone magnificently fucking stupid. Which I think
but
is brilliant.
There's an episode of Modern Family where they talk about this, but I actually kind of like films like that where it's just really stupid and you can just kind of, because surely that's what like, cinema is all about, right? You just sit there and you kind of get lost and you can just switch off and just like silly stuff. Like it's just, I mean, the advert just looked ridiculous. I was like, obviously need to see that.
There was a clip in the advert where he like stops a giant shark with his foot. Yeah. He's on like a wooden ramp and he kicks it in the face and it paws it. And I'm like, what is going on, Jason?
Oh my God, honestly.
But he must have been paid so much cash. So fair play to him. Like,
I actually,
because the first one did so well. The reviews, I'm going to read out some reviews for this film very quickly. 2.5 stars. Land scientists get Oppenheimer. Sea scientists get Choppenheimer. I like that one.
Nice.
And then someone's given it 5 stars and they've gone, a perfect movie about two hot and unhinged dads raising their cute daughter to continue the family business of fighting giant prehistoric sharks using only MacGyver contraptions and fists. I feel like that's slightly what's the word, sarcastic.
Yeah.
Another one, Red four stars. Big shark, go chomp, I go yippee.
Oh, I like that.
There's quite a lot here. Just witness Jason Statham solo squad a group of fucking sharks on a jet ski with his bare hands, and you want me to give this a star rating on whether it was
five.
Good or not. I liked it, hell, I loved it. Yeah. I think because it's just so ridiculous, like it's just a film.
Yeah, people need it, like life's so miserable sometimes, you need a bit of escapism to just stupid.
Like I love the idea of, hopefully I'm going to be able to watch it with Harry, and just sitting there and halfway through I was just going, this is so stupid.
It's a bit like I like all the Jurassic films, like even the new ones, like Jurassic World and stuff, I just love it. I'm just like, yeah.
It's such a stupid concept, yeah. Just close the park. Absolutely. It obviously doesn't work, does it?
But have you heard, Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
You know the guy, what's his name? Nathan. Is it Nathan? You know the one that goes up to West Ham?
Yeah, Nate. Yeah, Nate. Yeah.
Have you seen his song about Jurassic Park on ARTCast?
No.
Is it so amazing? Yeah, and he's like, it's a massive park, like what could possibly go wrong? And I'm just going to put those dinosaurs in it. And it's so accurate. Oh my God, I can't believe you've never seen it. It's so funny.
Okay,
I'll do the link afterwards. I would see it, but it's very hard.
Yeah. Oh God, the reviews for this are absolutely hilarious, by the way.
It's the kind of people I would get along with that go and see this film.
What did I just watch, but can't wait for Meg 3, Godzilla and Kong?
This is what I mean. I want like a Jurassic Park, Meg, Kong crossover.
Yeah, I think they should just go completely insane with it. I want Godzilla, King Kong, the Meg.
It's like when Martin Scorsese was like, oh, some of these films are just turning into a theme park. And I'm like, what is wrong with that? I love going to a theme park.
And it's making hundreds of millions. Like, people love it. Well, just make films that people want to see.
Like, The Irishman was like 3 hours long. Like, come on. I'd rather be a theme park 3 hours. Oh, would I? I don't know. Yeah, I would actually, what we're talking about. Yeah, I would.
I love Jason Statham. I think he's absolutely fantastic. So.
Yeah, he's funny.
Big fan of the whole thing. I mean, to be fair, we've done a decent amount of time. I've got one more Reddit story if you want one.
Yeah, go for it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We can drag out the episode a bit. So am I an arsehole for calling my coworker a nosy bitch after she kept insisting to know my husband's salary? Now, I picked this one because I had a little tiff with a few people around my salary not that long ago.
Oh my God.
And I'm pretty private about like what I get paid.
I'm in
a very lucky position that I actually have a job at my age. Mm-hmm. But like I don't want to discuss how much I get paid with people. I just don't think it's something that needs to be a topic, a conversation.
So I would discuss my pay with anyone that's at a similar level wanting to like leverage pay at their work and vice versa. Like if I said to my friend, like, look, we do the exact same job, but I'm going for another job. Can you please tell me like roughly what you earn so that I can like leverage or should understand? But because none of my friends and I do anything similar. I mean, someone asked like what we got paid because she was going into a grad role and I just put it in the group chat. I was like, yeah, I get paid this. Yeah. And I don't know if that was like crass or whatever, but I just kind of thought, well, she needs help. Like she wants to know what to ask for. We were both grads at the same time. Like I thought that was fair enough. But there are a lot of people I know. I think of one person in particular that is very like money obsessed. I haven't seen this person for a while, but it's very much like, yeah, you know, what is life without my car and like just stupid stuff like that. Like, oh, I'm going to leave our house soon. And I was like, oh, no one cares. Like just enjoy life. Like,
I think like I'm very willing to tell people how much if it's part of a conversation. I'm kind of like trust that person with the information and it's relevant. Yeah. But people that just go around shouting about it or pressuring other people to like how much they earn, don't like that. So anyway, that brings us on to this.
Yeah.
My husband and I, both 33, have been together since college. Over the years, he's had quite the career over the years, he's had quite the career trajectory.
Nice.
He's a quaint project manager and makes like 10 times what I make, and I still make a good salary. Mm-hmm. As we've grown wealthier, I've learned that people become nosier. Friends, acquaintances, relatives, you name it. In the beginning, I would entertain the nosy questions, But since I turned 30, I adopted a take no shit attitude. When people ask me how much he makes, I no longer say anything. I learned the hard way that giving an exact number can have bad consequences. My coworker, 25, is new and she already has quite the reputation. Very chatty, catty, gossipy. You get the gist. Sounds like Anya. You can just tell she craves wealth and status. She wears a bunch of flashy designer items and is always asking the ladies around the office which of the men are single. Sounds like me. Last Friday, our office hosted an afternoon happy hour. She approached me and asked me how mine and my husband's recent vacation to Europe went. I told her that it went well and briefly summarized what we did. And the conversation went something like this. Her: so what does your husband do? Me: he works in finance. Her: oh, wow. He must make a ton then to be taking you on such lavish vacations. I hope you don't mind me asking. How much does he make a year? Her response was, yes, we're very lucky. He makes a good salary, with a polite smile. She comes back and says, oh, come on. I won't tell anyone. How much does he rake in a year? Must be millions. I replied with an awkward chuckle, saying, I'd rather not say, but it's up there. Her: what? He doesn't allow to give you an exact number or something. I'm starting to get visibly annoyed. And I said, no, I just prefer not to say. She laughs in my face and says, you'd think the stuck up one would be the one with money, not the one without. So I replied, you should learn how to take no for an answer and quit being a nosy bitch. It's a valuable lesson. I smiled at her and walked away. Later on, I had a few co-workers reach out to me and say that she was crying and left early and that I should apologize for calling her a rude name. I refused. I told my mum and she said I was too rude and to the new girl and that she's too young and might not fully understand salary talk, whereas I think she's old enough. Husband is fully on my side, but said maybe I should fake apologize for the sake of office politics, which is something I somewhat agree with. But am I still the arsehole?
I don't think that she's young enough. I'm 24, so I understand that you shouldn't go around and ask. I would never ask someone else's husband's salary. I would never ask for anyone's salary again, unless it was really, really relevant. But even then, I don't know if I would. So no, she is old enough to know, like, don't be so nosy. I wouldn't have called her a nosy bitch though, personally. Especially at work.
Office politics is really, like, tough.
I'd have just been like, oh, why? Are you looking for a job in finance? Like, is that what you need to know? And then I would turn it around on her and just basically turn around and be like, well, why do you need to know? Like, it's not
how much are you looking to earn? What is it? Like, what's your path here?
Oh, like, are you on a similar career path to my husband? If that's the case, you know, you should look on X site, whatever. I would just turn it around on her, because I saw this thing the other day that was like, if someone says something to you rude at work, you should, like, be like, sorry, what did you just say? So that they can then hear it back to themselves again, if that makes sense. So before they say it again, they're going to think, did I just say that? Like, I shouldn't have said that, kind of thing. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't have called her a bitch at work/ever. I don't think that was appropriate. But I would have just been like, oh, like, how can you need to know? Like, or I would have just said stupid and just said, like, I have no idea what he earns. Like, we just do all right. We're comfortable.
Yeah.
So you need to know.
I think it's in general, like, it's never something that I think you should outwardly say, oh, I earn this amount, because it can make a lot of people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the other way, you shouldn't really be going asking those questions. It's nothing to do with you. Like, unless, as we've said, it's relevant and that person is willing to have that conversation with you.
Yeah.
Don't pry. Don't, like, it's none of your business. Why do you
people treat you differently once they know?
Yeah, exactly.
You say to someone, like, oh, I can't do this because I can't afford it, they're like, well, you know, you can't afford it because you earn X amount. It's like, yeah, but you don't get to decide where I spend my money.
Yeah, now I'm questioning bringing up a conversation on whether I could keep this in or not, but I'm probably just going to do it anyway, because it's I'm friends with these people, so it's okay. It's all, you know, all fine. So I went on a night out a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to, when I get drunk, I grab my card and I just tap away.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to get better at it, because I'm spending all my spending money for a month in, like, one night, and I can't be doing that. So I'm just trying to get better at keeping my card in my pocket and not doing things like that. Like, I don't mind treating to my mates to the odd shot here and there, or, like, buying around. Like, I'm, you know, a lot of my mates are uni students, and when I can treat them, I'd love to be able to treat them.
Yeah.
I said to someone, let's do some rounds. Like, I'll buy one round, you buy the next round, just so we're all going up to the bar at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the first round and then went back to buying the second round. And I was like, perfect, I'd love another drink. Should we go to the bar? And they made it very clear that they thought that I should pay for it. And they were like, well, you know, you earn a decent amount. You're the one in a good job. Can you pay for it? Can you treat me? Like, are you gonna? And then other people were like, so I said, no, I don't want the drink then. I'd rather just lose out on having another drink. Yeah. And a few other people had then started making comments being like, oh, but Oscar will buy us some drinks later.
Oh, no,
Oscar will
so
do this.
Mean.
And
that's
I was like,
advantage of you.
I was like, I love being able to like treat my mates when I want to and when I can.
That's on your terms.
But that's on my terms. So I felt like they sort of lost that privilege.
That's really bad. That's really bad, and that actually's quite nasty.
I felt really upset with it. So back at them, I ended up spending a bunch of money on everyone that didn't ask for drinks.
Yeah.
So I was meant to be like, right, keep my card in my pocket. I'm gonna buy like my drinks. Might get the odd shot here and there. It was for someone's birthday. I was like, I'll get them drinks 100%. And then I just got so peeved off. I went to my other mates that hadn't asked for anything and never do. They never ask for anything. Like, it's always if I go to them, I was like, lads, look, what do you want? Let me get you some rounds.
Oh my God, I'd be fuming.
Yeah, I was. It really wound me up for the whole night. And I'm going to keep it in the episode because it really pissed me off.
Yeah, that's. I honestly think that's. If my friend ever said to me, you should buy the drinks because you earn more money, I'd be like, what the hell's it got to do with you?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. I would not do that to you. I think I've learned as well, like through maybe like parents' mistakes as well, like don't lend money to friends.
Don't do it. I have one friend, Adam.
We've actually spoken about this before, haven't we? Yeah.
I think so. Absolute legend. Not every month. Now we both have a job now, so we're okay. Yeah. But we used to, it gets to the end of the month, and pretty much every month one of us was a bit short, like we needed a bit of cash. And he's brilliant. Like, if I text him now and went, mate, is there any chance I could have 20, 30, 40 pounds, £100? Like, I really need to get out of this, whatever. Can you cover me? He would 100% spot me.
Mm.
And I would do the same for him because I know he pays me back. Like, we always agree before the money is sent when we're going to pay the other person back. Like, we have a fixed date for it. But in general, I always say it's a really bad idea.
It's a terrible slippery slope.
Yeah.
And I think like family is a bit of a questionable one as well. Like, but I don't want to bore people because I think we have actually spoken about this before. But yeah, like I think when money gets involved, like people just change really quickly and priorities shift. And I can never wrap my head around sometimes how some people spend their money. But again, it's not any of my business. It's not my business. It's their money. That's not my business. But that doesn't mean that I don't then, because they're in control of their money in that way. And if you see something, you think, oh my God, that's a bit like whatever. I can't believe they would do that to you or whatever money wise, then that you're justified in reacting the way that you want to react, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if you see like someone spending less money on you than you think they should or whatever it might be, then you're totally entitled to then like do the same. Like you should replicate that or like.
Yeah, I think.
If you see it as a respect thing and you think it shows a lack of respect for you, then you should withdraw yourself from that situation.
Don't get taken advantage of, basically, is what the whole point of this is yes,
don't get
I completely
walked over.
Agree, like treat your friends and family as much as you want to or as little as you want to, but don't let people walk over you. I've learned that the hard way.
Agreed. And I think more recently, like things have been going on as well, things that I've seen differently. And it's just changed my perspective on like priorities, like time and money, like where I spend my time and my money is like completely changed. I think that girl is the right like thing saying like, oh, I'm in my 30s now, like I shouldn't have to answer to anyone. And I'm hoping that I've kind of got that message a little bit earlier. Yeah.
If I'm offering to pay for something for someone, it's because I want to do it. Don't force it. But if you come to me and ask me to pay for something and you're making like a point out of it, I'm not going to pay for it then. I don't spend my money on anyone. I spend it on people that I want to treat and I want to spend my time with.
Exactly.
So There you go. If you think we're in the wrong, or if you agree with us, DM us.
What do you guys think?
We're more than open to criticism, or more. We'd prefer it if you guys just agreed with us, everything we said, of course.
I think at the end of the day, the underlying message is money equals none of your business.
Yeah, there basically. We go.
But if you feel if you feel like someone's using money against you, or like disrespecting you via money that makes it your bit of your business, then yes, you can't tell someone how to spend their money. That's so true and that's so fine. But if you want to react to it in a way, just withdraw yourself.
Yeah.
Just show them that you have your own priorities too. Like Oscar so did at the bar.
There we go. Well, what an episode. We've done quite
very
a bit
profound.
There, to be fair.
Very profound.
Lots of, what's the word? Lots of t-shirtable
slogans.
Maybe I'd love it. Can you guys please do us a favor? Share the podcast with one person, because I want this to get so big we can do merch. I've got so many merch ideas in my head.
Really?
I want this to explode. Cool. And we are growing. We're doing great. Go follow the Instagram. Thank you everybody that has been following Instagram recently. We're always posting stuff on there. You can send in your questions and things like that. DM us. That's the best way to get your topics on the podcast. Whether it's just, doesn't have to be a question. It can just be, can you guys talk about this?
Absolutely.
What is your favorite superpower? Like, just let us know. We'll talk about actually anything. So send it in. Rate the show 5 stars. As I said, share it with your friends and family. Anya, anything to add?
I just want to wish everyone an absolutely beautiful week, and I will see you all next Thursday. I'm so excited already.
God, still haven't got a catchphrase.
Mine just keep getting better. I just keep adding layers.
Please, someone help me. I need something.
I have all the power.
I need something that's very opposite to what Anya says.
Yeah.
I want to like bring the mood back down again. You know, remember who you are.
Well, have a beautiful week and spend your money and time wisely, people.
There we go. Brilliant. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Thanks for listening.
Bye.